This week's show is about Mustard Seed Ranch. We've got some great news to tell about that. My guests are Alex and Elizabeth Lissick. Elizabeth is the new executive director to Mustard Seed Ranch, and Alex is executive pastor to Christ Point Church in Sparta. Great team here we have in Cookeville, and we're so proud to have you all on the show. And Elizabeth, let me say congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much. Really, truly so excited, and thanks for having us. This is
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. Well, we were excited to hear that you had taken the job. Of course, let's be blunt honest, with Tammy leaving, some big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Alex and I have been so fortunate because with our connection to Mustard Seed, we have been able to watch the incredible work that Tammy's done over the past decade plus, right? And so that in and of itself, right, is intimidating when you think about stepping in, but it's also exciting because you think, wow, what good work we get to continue.
Yeah, and we miss Tammy, and I know y'all do too, and I thank the world of her, and for her to step down to take care of her dad, and I mean, that's just, how much more precious does it get than making sure you're taking care of your family?
Absolutely. And I think it's that's the heart of Mustard Seed, right? It's family.
Yeah, it is.
And so I think it is continuing on that legacy that obviously and clearly is so aligned to her heart. And so I am so thankful for everything she's done, for the relationship that we've been able to build with her over the years, and want all of the best things for her in this season. I'm excited that we get to continue to be partners in this too.
She's a sweet lady. Shout out, Tammy. You did a great job. We're proud of you. So, TTU grad, got your PhD.
Yeah.
Over here doing all this work over here. Should we call you doctor?
Is that please doctor? Don't. Please don't.
So why the big change to Mustard Seed? Is that a God thing calling or?
1,000% we'll say, right? So I think that whenever I look over the experiences that I've had, the education, work experience, career, all of these things, I can look back and say, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing here. And through it all, we have been connected to ministry. Alex has been in ministry for the past decade and a half. We did ministry together as volunteers before that, since we were teenagers. And so that has been a thread that has been so common throughout our lifetime, our relationship, our marriage. It's not historically been my career, though, right? And the thing I show up to for work, it's been a bonus. Now I'm like, Lord, thank you that you for this opportunity to walk in this too, and to use the skills that I've built and developed over the years to help partner with moving this ministry forward. I so much believe in Mustard Seed and the mission and the vision and the impact. So to be able to use those tools that I've acquired over the years, what a blessing.
Yeah.
The Lord set it all up. When I look back, I'm like, I see you. I see what you were doing.
It's easy to look in the rearview mirror and say, oh yeah, I see what you were doing. Now, sometimes though, looking into the future and what he has in store for us is difficult sometimes, isn't it? To make decisions like you did to leave your job and go.
It is. It truly is. And that's where we prayed for, we've prayed for years for that, you know, path to be straight, that path to be clear. And he was so faithful to do that. It was very clear, very evident. I had so much peace throughout the process that if this was the right thing, it was going to be clear and it was going to be open. And the way that he's gentle with us, right, whenever we're making those decisions. But I am so thankful to be where we're at today.
Great. Let's talk about Mustard Seed. Started many years ago, back in what, 2006, 7, 8?
Yeah, the vision really was cast in that 2006, 2007, and the first homes were built in 2009 and opened in 2009.
So talk about Mustard Seed. So what it does, I mean, it's a place for children to come and have a better life, right?
Yeah, I think that sums things up very well. If you think about, there are kids that come to Mustard Seed from lots of different walks and avenues. Some might call them circumstantially disadvantaged, maybe. You know, there are things that make life a little bit more difficult, and it looks different for every single kid. But the heart of Mustard Seed is to really leverage that transformative power of family to come alongside these kids, to maybe rewrite some narratives and redefine some things and plant seeds within them that we will see continue to grow into the hope for the future.
You've got children all kinds of, they come from all different backgrounds, don't they? Grandparents trying to raise them and maybe having difficulties. Mom and dad may have passed away. All kinds of, I mean, these are
all circumstances.
I mean, and but you're giving them a home, mm-hmm. a mom and a dad and parents, home parents or whatever you call them, to make sure that they're taken care of and nurtured and, yeah. and to make sure that they're going to be good citizens going forward once they leave, right?
Yeah, the goal is really to meet them where they're at and provide support on all of those levels, right? Physical support, right? So a home, a shelter, food, yeah. clothing, all of those things, but also emotional support. We offer therapeutic services. Every kid is going to be receiving, you know, has a plan of care that's going to support them. We have a new equine assisted therapy program that's so cool, right? So very creative and innovative there. Also spiritual support, psychological support. So all of these ways we are really trying to build an umbrella of support for these kids because whether they're there with us for a year or whether they're a long-term placement that's there until they turn 18, we want them to have that foundation that we can help establish at the ranch.
Absolutely. Talking with Alex and Elizabeth Lissick, she is the new executive director at Mustard Seed Ranch. So, Alex, you're a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Started out Life Church, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but you went and started your own church, right?
Well, I'm with a church in Sparta, Tennessee right now. Called Christ Point Church.
Right.
And so we've been there for a little over a year, and it's been wonderful. Was with Life Church for, goodness, 15 years. Yeah. And love Pastor Bobby. Have so many friends there. We've been in ministry for a long time. I think our experience in ministry really continued to fuel our passion for seeing people at every level receive love and find family and connection. One of the things that Tammy had said before she left the ranch was, she said, love makes us family. And that really resonated with Elizabeth and I. And I think when we looked towards the future, you know, you mentioned it's difficult to step into what God has called you to. And we've both had major life change now over the last year. What we've always wanted to see modeled in our family for each other, but also for our children, is that we don't walk into our next steps in our future with our fists closed tight and saying, God, we pray that you'll bless this future that we've imagined. Instead, we say, God, whatever it is you have for us, Jesus, you get our yes, and we're not going to count the cost before we take the steps.
You can't. Can
right?
You
can't. I mean, you'd be paralyzed if you tried to.
You got to step out on that faith. And so you left Life Church, very large church, growing church. You go to this little small group in Sparta, right? That started out pretty small. The church did, and then you're grown and got another branch in Smithville or something now?
So they've been growing over the last few years. I think they started initially with, like, I think they said maybe 30 people.
Wow.
And so it has grown over the years to, I think we're over 500 now with two campuses.
That's amazing.
One in Sparta, one in Smithville. Just incredible things being done. We are seeing legitimate life change happen every single week. And that is what our family is all about. It doesn't matter where the Lord chooses to place us, but we want to be involved with work that is making a legitimate difference in people's lives. And so Mustard Seed is just a continuation of where I think our family has been going for years.
Absolutely. Headed in that direction. Talking with the Lissicks. Elizabeth is a new director at Mustard Seed Ranch. We got more with them. We're going to get into some personal stuff with them, how they met and all those kind of things when we come back. Stay with us. Hope you're having a great week. Our show this week is about two of our local leaders, Alex and Elizabeth Lissick. She is the new executive director at the Mustard Seed Ranch, which is a local farm here that takes care of children that's saw all kinds of tragedies and stuff in their lives and giving them a nurturing home. And Alex, he's executive pastor at Christ Point Church in Sparta. They're a great team working together. Guys, let's go way back.
Way back.
Way back.
Whoa, whoa. It's scary back there.
Okay,
scary back in the way back.
People want to know, you know. Y'all met at an early age, right?
We did, yeah. We are high school sweethearts from Cookeville High School. We met in middle school, but we started dating at 14, and we've been together ever since.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You hear those stories where people do it and they break up and get back together that wasn't our story. We stuck it out, right? So all this, it wasn't, iterative. We have been together since we were 14 years old.
Yes. Just celebrated 20 years in marriage this year.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So once you got out of high school, did you go your separate ways to college, though?
So when we first started college, Alex stayed here at Tennessee Tech. I went to Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee. Yeah. And while I was there, I started having some health problems that caused me to come back home. And I transferred back to Tennessee Tech for about a year and a half. And during that time, we were still together, even while I was away.
Yeah.
We ended up getting engaged and married. And then together, we both went back to Cleveland, went back to Lee University to finish our bachelor degrees there. And then after graduation from college, we moved back and did grad school here, Alex at UT in Knoxville and myself at Tennessee Tech.
Wow. Yeah. That's an amazing story, you know? I mean, to date it from 14 all the way up, married all these years. And I found a picture. I'm going to show this. So this is their family.
Yes.
There is no doubt whose child favors the other.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you look at that, I mean, isn't it amazing in families? I mean, your son, I mean, he looks almost identical to you, Alex, and your daughter looks the same as you. Isn't it amazing when
genetics are wild?
Yeah,
right?
And kids that one will favor the other, and you've got a great looking family. So from school, once you get out of college, where do you land at? Where's the Lisics land at once you got out of college and got your degrees?
I went right out of grad school into working with Life Church. I had lots of interviews lined up for agencies in Atlanta and Nashville, and something said hold. And so I met with some of the leaders at the church. Was never on my radar.
You majored in advertising,
yeah,
didn't
I was
you?
A communications major in advertising, yeah, and design, and made a different jump. And went into ministry. And while I was doing that, Elizabeth was pursuing her PhD, and we started having children, and life got complicated.
Yeah, I started grad school with no kids, and I graduated with two. And so that was a wild few years, right?
Yeah.
Writing dissertations. And there were many Sunday nights were my writing time during that time. And so we knew Sunday nights, Alex, whatever kids we had at the time, whether it was just Evan, when Elle joined the party, you know, that was my time to go in and write. And that's how I wrote my dissertation, because that's why it takes a village. It really does. But it was fabulous.
I can't imagine trying to go through grad school with two kids. And
it's a blur. It's those years. they're kind of a blur.
So you were thinking communication and advertising, and then you go to Life Church. I mean, you wind up being, what, associate pastor there, assistant pastor?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the thing about, I think, comm degrees, both of our kids are in theater and they do acting. And one of the skills that I think every profession needs is the ability to communicate well and to be able to articulate your thoughts and what you. It has served me at every position that I've been in, specifically at Life Church. I was always so excited to work with what exactly are we trying to do in the community, and how do we communicate that to people so that they catch that vision with us? And we have done that everywhere we've been, whether it's Life Church or Christ Point or now Mustard Seed, and something that has been fun and exciting for me, but also just a part of our family.
You got two kids that are becoming famous, right?
They at least are famous to us. They are.
Oh, hey.
I'm way more Evan's dad or Elle's dad than I am Alex. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about Elle being in the 2023 edition of the Movers and Shakers couple magazine, right?
Yes.
And y'all are big into acting also. Mm-hmm. All four of you are.
So I have not acted in years. Alex, however, is reemerging in his acting career.
Wizard of Oz, right?
The kids, they strong-armed me into joining them in the Wizard of Oz at Cumberland County Playhouse.
Yeah.
So
right
good.
Now.
It is so good. Such a good show. We love the Cumberland County Playhouse. Our kids are in shows there regularly. They take classes in the education program there. Phenomenal program with amazing actors. And this production, often their volunteer shows are youth focused because they have their professional company there that does a lot of their shows. They opened this volunteer show up to auditions with adults, and the kids did convince Alex that this was his time to shine again. And
Dad came through. You were looking at
the Wizard of Oz.
No, it's been good. And just watching them get into their acting over the years, you know, Elle has been in quite a few television shows and whatnot, and Evan has had his own set of things that he's filmed for. What we love seeing through this process is them learning acceptance and rejection and what that can look like at an early age, responsibility and work ethic. When you show up to these sets, you are there for a long stretch of time, and you really have to show up whether you feel good or you don't. And they have been so amazing.
Stick with your school. Make sure your responsibilities, like school, get done no matter what else you sign up for.
All this other thing, all this stuff that has to be done on top of the stuff that you want to do, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what do you do when, if you make money from it, how are we now balancing the money and investing and saving, and how are we doing that? So there's been a lot of really great lessons that we've been able to work with them through that process.
That's great. I do not know how you do it all. One day at a time. With the kids, church, now Mustard Seed, and everything y'all are doing. It's got to be a crazy, fast-paced
life, existence, but it's the one we choose, which makes a difference, right? Yeah. But I think the other thing, the other way we do it is we really do it together. And that's one of the things that, as I thought about stepping into this role at the ranch, was I knew I wasn't doing it alone. I was doing it locked arms with, you know, my best friend, my partner, and all of the things he brings as well. We've never walked into any of these things solo.
Right.
Since we were 14 years old, right? I don't do that.
Well, you've got a relationship that's got to be really strong to go all the way back to 14, marriage, two kids, college, all this, church.
Yeah.
That's just an amazing relationship.
You're either growing apart or you're growing together.
Yeah.
We decided to grow together.
That's it. When we were young, a lot of people will ask us that. Well, so, you know, would you recommend? Or, you know, you see these relationships where people say, we got together young, but it just didn't work out because we weren't the same people. And we intentionally and actively talked then and all along the way of, we're going to have to make decisions of, if, just like Alex said, do we, as we grow, because we'll change, we'll grow, we won't be the same people, we're not the same people we were when we were 14 or when we were 19 and got married, you know, we will either grow together or we'll grow apart. And it takes active, intentional choices regularly, daily, to grow together. But it was important to us to do that.
Well, you've done an amazing job. Elle is in, she's in dance also, right?
Yeah, she is a beautiful dancer. She takes competitive dance.
Who
here.
Who should get that after?
I don't know.
I don't, honestly, like, that's a skip the generation thing. It has to be. So she takes competitive dance at UC Stars here in Cookeville, along with many dance classes at the Cumberland County Playhouse. The number of hours that girl spends in the dance studio every week. But again, I think it speaks to, as parents, one of our goals is to enable their passions.
Yeah.
And that's the acting, voice lessons. You know, Evan takes voice lessons every week. He also takes dance classes in musical theater and acting classes.
He's like our old soul rocker. He's learning the electric guitar and playing Beatles. And
he's my kind of guy.
Tom Petty, like, this is where he's at. Yeah, it's
real
wonderful.
It's so fun.
Collects records, you know.
Yeah. And so whatever their passions are, we feel like, as parents, how we are enabling them to run after those things.
Yeah.
We are the one that kind of gives their wings the ability to fly or clips them. And so it's been really important to us to do that. So while it does add to the crazy, 9 dance classes a week adds to the crazy, it is. And I will say, we really do have an amazing village. We have both sets of grandparents that live here in Cookeville.
Oh, that's a blessing.
That's a game changer.
Yes.
And they are literally the best and able to help us with transportation and running and this and that. I don't know that we could
do it without them.
So that is amazing as well. But, you know, as we've been sitting here thinking, I thought, we got together when we were 14. I just had this moment and I was like, Evan is 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a 14-year-old. This is a very full circle moment for me right now, Randy.
Okay. So let's go back to that. Do you see Evan where you were at 14? Don't you think about the things that we did as kids, that there is no way you let your kids do them now?
Sure.
The world is different.
It's different.
The world
it?
Is
sure.
different.
I always say, I mean, with Evan specifically, I wish I could be him. He is so much more confident, level-headed, secure in who he is. He is growing into a wonderful young man. And Elle is beautiful and intelligent and creative. So we are so proud of both of our children.
You've got a great family. We got to take a break. You're listening to Today in Putnam County. We're talking with the Lissicks, Alex and Elizabeth. She's the new executive director down at the Mustard Seed Ranch. Next segment, we're going to talk about that and what the future holds for Mustard Seed. Stay with us. This show this week is about the Lissicks. Alex and Elizabeth. They're great community leaders we have here in Putnam County. Elizabeth has got a new job as she's starting. She is the new executive director at the Mustard Seed Ranch. We're glad to have both of them with us this morning. So I've been on the job now for a few days, just kind of stepping into it. So Mustard Seed Ranch, taking care of kids, providing them a home, a nurture in place. A lot of those kids have been through a lot of different things. Mustard Seed Ranch is growing. 115 acres, did I say?
115 acres, yes.
And you're in a process of building homes now, too, right? Tell us about that.
Such an exciting time at the ranch.
Expanding,
because
right?
When I think about this, it's all about building.
Right? Yeah.
It's all about how we prepare to continue to expand the mission. And that happens physically, right?
Yeah.
Through space.
Right.
So we have two new homes that are going to be opening very soon. And what that does is it allows us to increase our capacity to make an impact. And so I love that because the people, like Mustard Seed Ranch only happens because the community has come together.
Right.
It doesn't happen otherwise. This work, we may be the ones, the boots on the ground day to day, you know, creating these spaces and meeting with the kids and talking, and our house parents are in it with the kids, but none of that happens without the community. I think over the last 15 years, the way our community has come together to make Mustard Seed Ranch a reality is just a testimony to who our community is, right? And so now when I think about these two additional homes, it's going to give us five homes that are able to bring kids in. That increases our capacity to reach 30 kids. That's at a time, right? So then you space that out over years.
Right.
What that means is 30 kids that can have their meals, their clothing, their shelter, the physical support, but also the emotional support from house parents, the communal, you know, impact of a family, the therapeutic support that they get through our clinical team, all of these things that they might not know otherwise. And I think when I think about how that then rewrites the narrative of each kid's future, how does that impact just go out and beyond anything that any of us are doing individually, right?
Unbelievable.
And so the two new homes are so exciting. Along with that, we have launched an equine assisted therapy program, which really is just so neat. We have two horses on the ranch that are the sweetest and gentlest souls. And I have been able already to see kids that maybe have never experienced an animal. They've never been around, you know, that type of environment, begin to open the trust up, to trust the animal, to learn what it means to, you know, relate to, because it's physical, it's your physical body, but it's also your mind and opening up. And our therapists are amazing to meet them there in that space and have those conversations and use that as an opening to build trust and openness and vulnerability. So that program is so exciting. Our house parents that we have right now are amazing. We are also in the process of hiring additional house parents. So if anyone is interested in learning more about that, it truly is a call to ministry, but it is also such an essential part of what we do at Mustard Seed Ranch. And so I would love to talk to anyone who might be interested in that. And with that, also volunteers. You know, maybe it's not your calling for a job, but one of the things that I have so much vision for is expanding the way the community can get involved. So yes, we absolutely need people that can invest financially in the work that we're doing, but also that bring something to the table that they want to bring and sow in and invest of themselves. And so one of the programs that we are building right now is a relief house parent program to give some additional support. Yes, it's about getting some relief for house parents where they can have some time,
That's
which they need.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it is the toughest job, I think. I don't know of a tougher job, but it's also the most rewarding.
Yeah.
But they need those breathing moments. But also what it provides is additional community for these kids. So every kid now has another family that's sowing into them, that's pouring into them, that's investing in their life. So just like we all have our networks, it's expanding this child's network of people that love and care about them and invest in them. And so our community is full of amazing families that I know would do an incredible job speaking in to these kids' lives. So we're going to be building that Relief House Parent Program. So that's another way for people to get involved and connected.
Yeah, that's amazing. Alex, it's I'm sure it's a team effort. When she bought into this, you had to buy into it too, because y'all were involved with Mustard Seed before, right?
Mm-hmm. We've been involved for many, many years.
Yeah.
And
And so you knew what you were getting into.
Absolutely. And I think when you look at, whether you're very familiar with Mustard Seed or not, I think when you look at especially how we feel like our family has worked and thrived, we found success through community. Our family grows and thrives through community, whether it's through our family and our friends and our church family and all those things coming together so that our children can step forward and be better than we ever were, right?
Exactly.
We want to bring that into what is happening. I mean, this is what Mustard Seed has been doing, right? And this is what it's all about is how do we make, the change is hard. How do we make real change that is going to generationally impact these children?
Right.
Because imagine a future where it's not just 30 individuals that we're impacting.
Exactly.
It's the generations that stand in front and behind them. So we are changing the future through this program of how our community can look. And so the need is always greater, right, than what we have immediately at our hands, and we need more people involved.
Well, and with 115 acres out there, you got all kinds of room for expansion,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, such an opportunity. These two houses are the next stage and the next phase of so much building to come, right? And so what does that look like? That is what we are trusting the Lord for, and knowing that as our community continues to come together and do what they have done for the last 15 years for Mustard Seed Ranch, we will see that growth continue.
Well, it takes a community, and I know everyone in Putnam County and surrounding counties, they're very supportive of Mustard Seed and have been for years, and it's a continuation. Did I see something, maybe just celebrated 15 years or something
last
recently?
Last year was 15 years. 2024 was 15 years, which is
incredible.
Incredible.
Amazing. And
what a legacy.
So if someone wants to volunteer or they want to donate, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is mustardseedranchtn.org. They can call the ranch. Our number is 931-525-7333. Or they can email me directly, Elizabeth@mustardseedranchtn.org. Any of those things work. Come walk in the door, however you want to connect. But we would love to talk to anyone about how they fit in the family at Mustard Seed Ranch.
If you've never been down, you should go down and see the Mustard Seed Ranch off of Dotson Branch Road.
Beautiful.
Was it Kirkendall that it sits on? It's a beautiful place down there and just got all kinds of possibilities for future growth.
Absolutely.
Is what's amazing me. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you for stepping up and being willing to step in after Tammy and do this. And thank you for what you do in our community. Y'all been a big part of it for several years now, and we appreciate y'all and just Godspeed, and you're in our prayers. And can't wait to see what the future holds for Mustard Seed and for the Lisick family.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. That's our show for this week. Thanks for the Lisicks for being here today. Hope you'll join our show every week. May God continue to bless Putnam County.